T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Friday night. Chris Goforth in for John Chuckery tonight. Glad to be kicking off your weekend. And for some of you, and I hope all of you, it is a 3-day weekend, and you get Monday off as well. So looking forward to it. Dylan Matthews in the control chair. He is in command of everything tonight. Dylan, happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Fri-yay. To you, Chris.
What kind of plans you got this weekend? Anything?
Oh, I'm my brother's cooking out on Monday, so my mom and I are going to his house on Monday. He's cooking up some ribs and some other things, so I'm gonna go eat like a big boy over there on Monday, and then actually Tuesday I am flying out to New Orleans. Simone, my girlfriend, and I, we are going on a trip with some of my friends, well, all of our friends. So we're going on a friend's trip to New Orleans Tuesday to Friday. So I got all week next week, Chris. So this is going into vacation here for me. So we're getting into vacation territory.
Have you been to New Orleans before?
I have, but when I went, it was back in 2005, actually right before Katrina hit. We got out of there right before Katrina hit. My brother used to run track, and he was actually in the Junior Olympics in 2005, and it was in New Orleans. Cool. So I don't really remember too much about it. I remember bits and pieces, but the one time I went to New Orleans, I was pretty young, don't remember too much about it. So this would be my first time going to New Orleans where I actually remember my entire visit.
All right, let me tell you, between now and Tuesday when you fly out, text Mike Conti.
Okay.
All right, because, you know, Mike used to work there. He lived.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he lived and worked there. And we went on spring break last year.
Okay.
I took spring break off. We took the kids. We went to Memphis for a couple of days, stayed at the Peabody.
Nice.
Had a good time, saw, you know, did all the stuff there. And my wife goes, we were there, I guess, maybe 2-3 days. And she goes, let's go to New Orleans.
Okay. I like it.
And I was like, I mean, we drove to Memphis anyway.
Right.
So it was like, all right, how long of a drive is it? So we drove to New Orleans. So I text Mike while we're in the car and I'm like, hey, headed to New Orleans, where do I need to go? And Mike sent me a list of places to go eat. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Listen, my wife and I have the discussion today that I am willing to, if there is ever a weekend that I am free, that we don't have something planned here.
Right.
I would legit buy a plane ticket, fly to New Orleans, stay Friday night and Saturday night and fly home Sunday just to be able to eat.
Okay, Chris, that is – I have one question for you, though, about the list Mike sent you about the food places.
Yes.
What are the prices looking like? Because, you know, I ain't got Mike Conti money. Mm. I don't have Chris Goforth money. Mm. So, you know, I need to know how high dollar of places we talking here, because, you know, I'm balling on a budget.
If I put it
in Google Maps, how many dollar signs are showing up next to that guy?
Yeah, probably 3 to 4 on a couple of them.
Okay.
And yeah. I didn't make it to everything that Mike suggested, and we did find one place there that was I thought it was expensive to me because it was hot dogs, and I forget the name of it.
Okay.
I'm terrible with names. But it was a place that basically did, like, gourmet hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the hot dogs with all these kind of trimmings and fixings and all that kind of stuff on it. It was really good. It was for a hot dog, again.
Right.
They were really good. My kids enjoyed that. We went to Antoine's, which is an old restaurant that's been in New Orleans forever. That I thought the food there was really good. And then there was a seafood place that Mike told me about that he said was the best. And we pull up, and it's like in a – I believe it's in like a hotel. And I went, really? Because I have never – outside of a Ruth's Chris, like there's been very few hotel restaurants I've ever been in and left going, wow, that was really good.
Right.
This place, though
– it was different.
Was phenomenal.
I'm still going to hit
– Hit up Conti,
I'm gonna hit him up.
Can do your homework and take a look at the menus and see if it's something that, you know, you and your girlfriend want to go do. But because I have a theory when I am out of town, when I go on vacation, we are not allowed to eat at any kind of chain restaurant.
Agreed.
And we do not eat at anything we can get at home.
Agreed. Yep, that is the philosophy to go by.
I don't want anything. I want to eat every time I travel somewhere. You know, I'm not eating breakfast at a Cracker Barrel. I am not going to go have lunch at Applebee's or Chili's. I can get that, okay? I want to have something that is new. And, you know, that's kind of been our thing everywhere we have been. And we have found some really great restaurants. There's been a few things when we as a family have left and went, nah, not really. But it's done, too, for my kids. You can pretty much take my kids just about anywhere, and they will find something they will eat, and their palate is a little bigger than chicken nuggets or chicken tenders and macaroni and cheese, which is what it was when they were little. As they've gotten older, we've been to enough places. They've experienced enough things. They had escargot a couple of months ago when we were in Vegas, and then they figured out what it was. they're like, "No, we're
not eating that again.
We're done." but no, that's my thing when it comes to, and that is the one thing I don't drink anymore. All right,
right.
I don't really have. I don't play golf. So I don't, you know, I don't have like that hobby or anything that I just, you know, I don't have anything that really takes up my spending money that I like it did when I was younger on things. Now, I have no problem dropping dollars on a meal. If it's a good meal, I have no problem.
Right.
To me, that is my point. To unplug from everything, put my phone away. I'm not touching my phone. I'm not worried about it. I'm not answering text or calls or anything. And I want to be able to go and sit down and have a good meal somewhere. And that's, for us as a family, that's kind of when we reconnect. You know, the kids they're old enough now. They got stuff going on. My wife runs a business. She's got her stuff going on. I've got stuff going on. So dinner time, whether we're eating here or out somewhere, that's kind of our time to reconnect and, hey, what's going on with everybody. And when we go out somewhere to eat, that's my approach to it. I have no problem paying for a good meal somewhere.
That's right. Hey, you pay for what you get, right? Or you get what you pay for.
I believe that to be true.
I believe that to be true. Now, I think there are some places, obviously, that are better than others. So that's my advice, though. If you're going to New Orleans, you got to talk to Mike Conte.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hit him up. And like you said, I'm going to do my homework, and I'm going to figure out, you know, which of the restaurants maybe got, you know, $2 signs next to it. Maybe a third. We'll see. We'll see what the vibe of the trip is. But, you know, we'll try to stick around the two, you know, top out at the $3 sign range. You know, I don't know about $4 signs. I ain't got it like that. I ain't got it like that.
And I'll tell you, Mike and I don't text a ton. So I will, during the commercial break, I'll try to roll through back through my text with him and see, because he sent me, and he steered me right. After that, I was like, okay, when it comes to restaurant suggestions, if Conte says this is the place you go, that's where I'm going. I'll tell you who the guy is to get restaurant suggestions from across the country. And if you follow him on any of his social media, you know this, but it's Steve Holman, the voice of the Hawks. Do you follow Steve on Instagram?
I follow him. Well, I don't follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter.
All right. I follow Steve on both.
Follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, and he may put this stuff on Twitter, but I see it on Insta, where whenever Holman goes on the road, he has these restaurants in every NBA city that he hits. And, I mean, I've told him before, like, I eat vicariously through Steve Holman because he goes to some of the absolute best places. I would, you know, Holman needs to put that stuff into a book for the rest of us, or build his own website with restaurants in every NBA town in his review, because I don't know what that NBA per diem is. But that's
probably pretty nice.
That's some $4 and $5 sign stuff there.
Oh yeah,
Dylan.
I've seen some of the pictures, and I'm like, yep. You know, I'm seeing white tablecloths and white napkins, and you know, I'm seeing fancy stuff around them, and the food looks, you know, it looks real $4 sign, $5 sign vibes in there.
Uh huh. Well, listen, you and the girlfriend have a great time. Be safe. Ignore those Saints fans.
Oh yeah, I ain't gonna let them get to me.
Make sure you rock that Falcons gear with pride while you're down there.
You're gonna have to.
All right, we're gonna talk some Braves baseball tonight. Celtics one win away from the NBA Finals. We'll get to that. As a matter of fact, we'll talk a little bit about this NBA postseason and about the Atlanta Hawks postseason with Dan Favalli from Bleacher Report when he joins us. We've got your headlines coming up here in a few, and we want to hear from you tonight as well. Tweet us at 929thegame. You can find me at ChrisGoForth1. Tweet us your bold predictions for the Atlanta Falcons for 2020. We'll get to your tweets. We'll take some of your calls on it before the end of the hour. We're going to get to that at around 7:40 tonight. So if you can't call, go ahead and tweet us. And we'll get to it here in another 30 minutes or so here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But, again, we want your bold predictions. Be bold for these Atlanta Falcons in 2020. We will get to that. Kind of disappointed in the Braves right now. We were on the air last night during the game, and I only got to see, kind of bits and pieces of it. Following along with the box score last night on ESPN.com, they replayed the Braves today on Bally's, and I watched most of it. You got a chance to win your third straight for the first time this season, move two games in front of the Phillies for second, and pick up a half a game on the Mets, who were off last night, and instead they just absolutely laid an egg. I thought the pitching performance from Kyle Wright, I thought he was better in that game than what his stat line that I saw last night in the box score said at the end of the night. Real quick, let's hear from Brian Snitker on Kyle Wright last night. Wright, by the way, 4-3 on the year, and if he got any kind of run support at all out of this offense, he would be 6-1. Seems like he pitches well. The ERA is, I think it's still under 3. And every time he goes out there, he just gets absolutely no run support. Let's hear again. This is Brian Snitker on the performance of Kyle Wright from last night. Well, we'll try to hear from Snit coming up
really
here.
Good.
Here we go.
Really good. That's good to see that he's the massing these. Just like you said, it's kind of like, you know, this is he's getting a hold of this whole thing, I think, more than anything.
Well, that loss hurt last night, because this is one of those where after winning two in a row, you think you're set up to take the series, win three in a row, face off against Miami tonight. You got a little bit of confidence. But right now this team doesn't – it just doesn't look right. And it's about time you think they've got it figured out, and then a night like last night happens where they just can't put it together consecutive nights enough now. We'll come back. We'll get to our headlines. We'll talk more about the Braves last night. Take a look ahead at what's coming up tonight. They've got first pitch against the Marlins coming up in a few. And, again, your bold predictions for the Atlanta Falcons for this year. Let us hear from you at 929 The Game, at Crisco 41. In for John Chuckery tonight. Glad to be spending a Friday night with you on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more John Chuckery. He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I only think back, look back, and, you know, maybe one real good opportunity all night. We had first and third.
One good offensive opportunity last night for the Braves. That's Braves manager Brian Snitker after the Braves lost to the Phillies last night. They ended up splitting that series with the Phillies, one where they really needed to take 3 out of 4. Again, Braves on this stretch. Bunch of teams with losing records in a row here. They don't face another team with a winning record until June the 20th. So now is the time when you got to make hay if you're the Braves. They did take 2 out of 3 last time out against the Marlins. They'll try to get back on track against the Marlins after that disappointing performance last night. Marlins are in town. It's Ian Anderson for the Braves going against Trevor Rogers for Miami. Braves are going to see some familiar faces in this series. They just saw Miami what feels like just a couple of days ago down in South Florida, so it hadn't been that long, and they're going to get Rogers tonight, who they were able to touch up the last time they saw him. Tucker Davidson, by the way, will get the start tomorrow for the Braves, and you know, you start talking about this pitching rotation and them rounding into form. Davidson needs to have a good performance tomorrow if he wants to nail down that fifth spot in the rotation. Braves lineup tonight has Marcell Ozuna. He is hitting third tonight. He was not in the lineup last night. Now, he was on, I think he was on deck last night when the game ended. No Ronald Acuna. The Braves continue to be a little cautious with him, and I think at some point we'll see him back in the lineup. I would say after 2 days off, he'll get a shot. I would think he'll be back in there tomorrow. The problem, you know, you heard Snitker talk about the kind of the one good offensive inning. When the Braves don't have Ronald Acuna out there, they're not getting a lot offensively out of this outfield. Travis DeMeritt hasn't had a hit since May the 14th. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks since the last time he got a hit. He is 0 for his last 32. And that outfield, they've got to give the Braves something. Got to give them something. Getting underway now at Truist Park. We'll keep you updated on this one as we go through the night. The Golden State Warriors headed to the NBA Finals. 6th time in 8 years for them. They beat Dallas last night, 120-110, in a game that honestly never felt that close. A 10-point win for Golden State, but it kind of felt like they had it again. I didn't get to see it because we were here, but you know, just kind of following along with that game, it never really felt like it was in doubt. Dallas got it close there late in the second half. Golden State did what they had to do to kind of put it away. So Golden State back in the finals again after spending 2 years dealing with injuries and not being very good. Now here they are headed back to the finals again with their two stars and Steph Curry, who was named the conference finals MVP. Finished with 15 points and 9 assists last night. Let's hear from the series MVP on the highs and lows of making it back to the finals.
I don't know. Everybody says, like, even the ones that you – championships that you win, what was your favorite? Or, like, looking at every team that you were part of that got to this stage, you know, there are things that kind of jump out that you – good memories and, you know, just amazing experiences that you went through. This one is very sweet just because of where we were in, you know, in 2019. Obviously, you know, Clay, KD going down during that playoff run. Being so close to, you know, winning three in a row, and then again the adversity that you hit over the last 2 years. Like I said, we never lost the faith, but you understood how long or how hard of a process it was going to be to climb the mountain again, and to do it with this team, with guys that, you know, like Wiggs and JP and, you know, Belly and Otto, GP, guys that are amazing at buying into their roles and understanding how they can help us win, but hadn't been on the stage before. It's just amazing to see them blossom on this stage and find ways to impact winning and then realize how much fun it is. So I think internally we all are extremely proud of, you know, what it took to get back here. And, yeah, it's definitely sweet based on what we went through.
Klay Thompson led the Warriors in scoring. He had 32 last night. What a comeback story this is. After the guy had two surgeries, kept him out pretty much for the better part of the last two seasons, it seems like. It's a nice way for him to be able to come back. This is Draymond Green postgame on how special it is making it back to the finals for Klay Thompson.
I mean, it's incredible. You know, that's very resilient guy. I mean, you know, he comes out tonight aggressive, 32 points. You know, Klay is a dog. And, you know, I've said it over and over again. You know, he's going to fight. He's going to battle no matter what it is. And most important thing to him is always to win. And, you know, to take the floor like that with a guy every night, you know, you could see how much it was missing over the last couple years, you know, and to have him back and you know, still not 100% back to Klay Thompson that we know, but working his way there, it's very special. And, you know, we're lucky to have him back next to us competing with us because we know, like I said, we know we're capable of when he is there.
Luka Doncic went 2 of 10 shooting in the first quarter, had just 6 points in the first half. Now, he kind of found his stride a little bit there in the second half, but again, Golden State never really felt like this game was in doubt very much. Taking a look at your headlines today, going through some of the top stories. Chris Goforth in for John Chuckery tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up tomorrow, you've got Columbus taking on Atlanta United. That is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore, they will have the call for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget, again, we talked a little bit about the Braves, and we'll keep you updated on that. You've got Boston and Miami happening tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. Celtics, by the way, favored by 8.5 at home. A win in Boston is headed back to the NBA Finals. We had Brad Botkin on with us last night from CBSSports.com, who covers the NBA, and I asked him, I said, hey, what would be the better matchup in the finals? He said he thought Golden State and Boston would be. I think if you're Golden State, you'd probably rather face Miami because Miami is, I think, a little bit beat up right now. And in the way Boston can play defense, I think they can give Golden State some problems. But at the end, I think really if you're Golden State, regardless of who wins, what you would really like to do is to see this series go 7 games. Like, see these guys, you know, put it all out there. Give me, you know, wear yourselves out before you get to us in the finals. I think that is probably what they would most like to see out in Golden State, as again we'll find out possibly tonight. If Boston wins tonight, that's it. They got a 3-2 lead. If Miami wins tonight, series is tied, and we head to a game seven. So we'll keep you updated on that one. We'll keep you updated on the Braves game tonight as well. We want to get your bold predictions for the Atlanta Falcons for 2022. Tweet us at 929 the game. You can reach out to me as well at ChrisGoForth1. Give us your bold prediction for the Falcons for this season. And we will, we're going to take some calls coming up. If you want to weigh in on it, 404-741-0929. If you want to weigh in, Dylan, have you got a bold prediction on the Atlanta Falcons for 2022?
I do. You want me to go ahead and give it to you now, or you want me to save it?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if you're thinking this is going to be real bold, but my bold prediction is that we are going to have the same record as last year, which, you know, if you look at it overall, isn't great because we went, went 7-10, but with, you know, a lot of people thinking this roster isn't going to be as good. You got, you know, a lot of young guys in who are probably going to get a lot of snaps. But I think we're going to have the same record as last year, and that's my bold prediction. We have a tougher schedule than we did last year, so I think if we end up with the same record we had last year, that's a pretty good season for the Falcons. So that's my bold prediction.
No, and I would agree with you there. And a tougher schedule, but I think the Falcons have a chance to be better on defense this year than what they were last year, at least on paper.
Yeah.
I kind of like the way this defense looks, certainly compared to what the Falcons had a year ago. So now that's, again, we're basing this off of a lot of guys taking the next step and some guys that are coming in. And that's where I go with my bold prediction for the Falcons. I think Arnold Ebiketie is going to end up being a beast of a pass rusher. Lorenzo Carter has a career year, and the Falcons increase their sack total by more than double.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. How's that for bold? Because that's been the one thing on this, you know, with not just this team, but, I mean, this franchise over the last, you know, since John Abraham, with the exception being the Super Bowl year, has been the ability to be able to generate any kind of a pass rush on a consistent basis. They really need Arnold Ebiketie to be that kind of guy. They need Lorenzo Carter to, again, if he can be a 5-6 sack guy, if Grady Jarrett can give you 5 or 6 in the middle. And the Falcons, I think there was a quote today in the AJC from Coach Arthur Smith where he talks about, look, somebody in that middle, somebody's got to step up. Somebody, we have to have some pressure outside of Grady Jarrett from the inside. So whether that's Taquan Graham, somebody has to step up next to great Marlon Davidson. Somebody has to step up next to Grady and be a factor. And again, for me, I think Arnold Ebiketie on the outside has got a chance to be special based on what we saw out of him at Penn State. And if he can come in, and we've seen rookie pass rushers before be able to come in and have an impact, that's what the Falcons need from him. We want your bold predictions for the 2022 Atlanta Falcons. You can tweet us at 929TheGame. You can also ring us up, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. We'll get to your tweets and we'll get to your calls when we come back. Dan Favalli from Bleacher Report, he covers the NBA. We'll talk a little bit with him about the Hawks offseason and the NBA playoffs and the potential finals matchup involving the Golden State Warriors, who we know is there. We're going to visit with Dan coming up at 8 o'clock and then a little less than an hour from now. I mentioned this earlier in the week. Lane Kiffin had some interesting comments this week in a article that you can find on SI.com, an interview that Ross Dellinger did with him that I think it's really great. I think it's fantastic, some of the stuff that Lane Kiffin had to say in this. We're going to get into it. We'll break it down a little bit. We'll talk some college football. We'll do that tonight at 8:20. Your Falcons bold predictions. Call us, tweet us. Phone number 404-741-0929. We'll get to your calls and tweets when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's John Chuckery, nights 7 till 11.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Crisco fourth in for John Chuckery tonight. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Friday. We talk a little bit of Falcons football. We want your bold predictions for the 2022 Atlanta Falcons. You can tweet us at 929 The Game. You can give us a call, 404-741-0929. As a matter of fact, just heard from Matt on Twitter. He said, bold prediction, Drake London leads the NFC South in yards. Kyle Pitts leads the NFL in total yards for a tight end. The Falcons can do that. They may win a game. Tom on Twitter says, bold predictions for the Falcons. Y'all go 9-8 and actually make the playoffs off of it. This biggest difference between mine and Dylan's prediction, the young guns on the D-line actually step up and y'all beat the Bucks both times. Bold.
Wow. Now that's bold. Woo. That is bold.
I'm liking it. Your bold prediction on the Falcons. I said it earlier. I think Arnold Ebiketie he turns into this beast rookie pass rusher. Lorenzo Carter is going to have a career year, and the Falcons at least double their sack total, more than double their sack total from a year ago. 404-741-0929. Let's make them bold. Let's go to Vincent, who's in Riverdale to lead things off tonight. Vincent, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
You know what, John? I'm 29 years old, but I'm a Falcon fanatic. I actually do things on YouTube when I watch YouTube as well. This kind of gives me vibes like the 2018, like when we just drafted Matt, we was going through a new regime and, you know, everything. I think this year, I think we probably get close to making the playoffs with a 9-8 record. However, I think by the hustle of this team, I think we're going to bring some good free agents too as well on the offseason. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. I appreciate it. He referenced that year, which I guess was Matt Ryan's rookie year. And I remember that the Sporting News that year, in their preseason NFL stuff, had the Falcons listed as going 1-15 that year. And the Falcons turned out to be a really good year under Mike Smith. And I think, you know, that was kind of when you realized that, you know, maybe there was something going on here with kind of what they had built with Mike Smith and Thomas Dimitroff. So we'll see. Vincent says it's giving him vibes like it did that year. Let's go to Big Mike, who's next. Big Mike, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, how you guys doing? Appreciate taking my call.
Sure.
I've been in the NFL. I played for the Chargers and all that. And let me tell you something. Rookies are a godsend, but when you put them on the field for the first time, man, they're shaking like a leaf on a tree because they're not used to it. High school and college is not anywhere near NFL. And if the rookies will stand up and get tough and do their job, the Falcons can go 9-8 or 10-7. If they're willing to really work and do the work. But if they're going to just go out there and try to, well, they're going to maybe let me play. Maybe they won't let me play. Well, if I get to play, I'll do what I can. If not, well, I hate to sit on the bench type of deal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But if they step up, the Falcons can get in the playoffs. They've got to hang tight. They've got to play as a team. There is no I in team. They've got to pull together. And the rookies make or break it a lot of times. because you'd be surprised. You never know what one's going to do until he's put in front of everything, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. Mike, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. By the way, Mike played for the Chargers. Mike called in on a Saturday, and I forget what it was we were talking about, and talked about playing for Don Coryell and playing in that offense with, you know, Dan Fouts and Charlie Joyner, and that was those were fun Charger teams. I was never a Charger fan, but it seems like that used to be growing up. That would always be like the late kickoff on NBC. Their second game of the NBC doubleheader, it would always be, you know, Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen, and it would be the Chargers and the Raiders, or the Chargers and the Broncos, or the Chargers and Dolphins, or whatever. So, always enjoyed watching those teams. Mike had some he had some cool stories that he told us that day. So, Mike, great to hear from you again. Appreciate you hopping on. We want to get to your bold predictions for this year's Atlanta Falcons team, 404-741-0929. You can also weigh in on Twitter. We'll get to your calls at 929 the game if you want to tweet us. Birds 9-10 wins this upcoming season. That's coming from Twitter. So if you want to weigh in, we'll get to your thoughts on it. Again, we've got Falcons making playoffs. I think they more than double their sack total from last year. Somebody else chimed in about the production of Drake London as a rookie and the production of Kyle Pitts, that Drake London would lead the receivers in the NFC South in receiving, and that Kyle Pitts would lead all NFL tight ends in receiving yards. If those things can happen, well, who's the quarterback? What kind of numbers could Marcus Mariota put up if that's the case? I mean, could we be looking at, you know, I don't think Mariota is going to, you know, Matt Ryan had gotten to where he was, you know, sniffing 5,000 yards. I don't know that Mariota, this offense is going to be different. I think the one thing we learned from OTAs and one of the things that has come out, I guess, in these guys talking to the media, and one of the things that Arthur Smith has kind of said, is that, you know, we're going to take this offense and kind of work it around the talent that we do have. And he has spoke before about the, you know, the fact that Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota bring a little different dynamic to this offense. No offense to Matt Ryan, but it's just a different offense that we haven't seen with this offense in a while. So I don't know how much of that is going to come back on, you know, how much of that we're going to see the Falcons be able to run the ball. I certainly think that if this offensive line is shaky, having a couple of quarterbacks back there with a little bit of mobility is certainly going to be a big help. I know on the morning show they were talking about, you know, whether or not the Falcons could have a 1,000-yard rusher. Based off of what we saw last year, I just can't feel comfortable with that. But the one thing I do feel comfortable about is I think this defense has a chance to be much improved over the one that we saw last year. Your bold predictions for the 2022 Atlanta Falcons at 929 the game. You can hit us up there on Twitter, also 404-741-0929 if you want to weigh in tonight. Chris Goforth filling in for John Chuckery. We're going to keep this going all through the evening, so if you don't get a chance to weigh in now, don't worry about it. I don't know that we'll have a chance to take more calls on it. We may, but we'll certainly take your tweets all through the night at 929 the game. Let's go to Tim, who is in Gainesville. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm going to make it short and sweet. Hey, I like everything you said. You're spot on, except for one thing. We'll be talking about Marcus Mariota. Hey, he's a great quarterback, and you know, Marcus is Marcus. But let's not waste time. Let's go ahead and go with Desmond Ridder. We go with Desmond Ridder, we're going to the playoffs. No doubt in my mind. We got all the pieces of that with Matt Ryan here, so Matt Ryan's the only person that's not there. So let's take Kyle Pitts and Desmond Ridder. He showed everybody what he could do when he played against Alabama. Alabama's just a tad bit under an NFL team, in my opinion.
Tim, appreciate the call. We're asking for bold predictions. Tim says you play Desmond Ridder, Falcons go to the playoffs. That's pretty bold. That's pretty bold. Your bold predictions for the 2022 Atlanta Falcons, you can tweet us at 929 the game. You can ring us up 404-741-0929. We're going to see Desmond Ridder at some point in time. I mean, I've said that the last couple of weeks based upon what is in this upcoming quarterback class. I think if you're the Falcons, you kind of want to know what you've got in a guy before the end of the season. Now, it may not be until, say, week 13 or 14 before we see him, but I think there is a good chance the second half of the year that Desmond Ridder becomes the guy. I think if he has any hope of being the guy here long term, that's when you hope to see it happen, is late in the season after he's had a chance to set. You know, Mike talked about, look, it's much different from, you know, high school to college to playing in the NFL. Those bullets in the NFL, they fly at you much, much faster than they did it in college or in the NFL. That's one of those things. If you've ever been to training camp at Flowery Branch, the speed in which everything happens, even at Flowery Branch, where a lot of times they may just be in shells and there's contact is going to be very limited and they're not tackling to the ground a lot of times and stuff like that. But if you've ever been, just from a size and speed standpoint, it is certainly different from what you see on a Saturday, even at the highest level, even at the SEC level on a Saturday, and certainly more so than what you see on a Friday night at a high school football field. So, again, I think we see Desmond Ridder at some point in time this year, probably not early. I think it comes later in the year for him after he gets a chance. And, you know, one of the good things that I thought came out of the media session yesterday after the OTAs is the fact that you had a quarterback in Marcus Mariota, a veteran quarterback, stand up there and go, look, I'm willing to help these young guys. I want to help these young guys. I think that says a lot about him. And there's never been, you know, people talk about his ability, his arm strength, his durability. But the one thing that everybody that I have talked to about Marcus Mariota, and a lot of people in Nashville that covered him and were around him, is the fact that he is just an absolute first-class human being in how he conducts his business and how he carries himself. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're next. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big, bold prediction for the Falcons this year, Ken. What you got?
Yes, sir. My big, bold prediction, since we have a brand-new veteran quarterback and a rookie quarterback, my big, bold prediction that we're going to be a top 10 rushing offense in the league. And that's my big, bold prediction.
Kit, hey, Ken, I appreciate that. I would love to see that from the Falcons. This team, for the last couple of years, has not been able to run the football at all at times. You know, they found some success last year running the football with Cordarrelle Patterson. I think CP caught some people off guard early in the year. And then you go back and look at those numbers. Once folks kind of figured out what the Falcons were doing with him and how they were using him, his production kind of started to decline a little bit later on in the year. If the Falcons are, as Ken mentioned, with a veteran quarterback and a rookie quarterback, going to be one of the better rushing teams in the league, if that's the case, then this offensive line is taking not just one step forward, they're taking two or three steps forward in their development. And if that happens, look, if this offensive line comes around, then I think you start to feel a lot better about this offense. I feel much better about the Falcons' defense right now than I do the offense. We will continue to take your bold predictions on the 2022 Atlanta Falcons. Hit us up on Twitter at 929TheGame. We'll get to your tweets as we go through the evening. Dan Favale from Bleacher Report, he covers the NBA. He had the article a couple of days ago that Dylan and I talked about here back on Wednesday night, where he had Victor Oladipo coming to Atlanta. We'll get his thoughts on that, the Hawks offseason, and what would be the best matchup in the NBA Finals. We're going to do all that with Dan Favale from Bleacher Report when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.